Good morning. It's 18th of June. In our middle reading, we come to Isaiah chapter 42. I'm going to read once again from Brother Ray Willett's book, Mighty to Save. Here are his reflections on this chapter in Isaiah. We read in 42 verse 1, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him." As we know, Jesus came to Jordan to be baptized of John. He did so, dedicating himself to the way of God, a way which would lead him to the cross, to bring forth judgment to the Gentiles, as we read in Isaiah 42, verse 1. Coming out of the water, he stood praying, and God pointed him out as the servant of whom Isaiah had spoken. He put his spirit upon him visibly for John's sake in the shape of a dove and declared his delight in him. "Thou art my beloved son, in thee I am well pleased." With a wisdom greater than Solomon's, he would fulfil the purpose God had appointed him. "He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street," Isaiah 42 verse 2. He certainly preached to the people in the open air, but he was no agitator. It was not his own cause he proclaimed, neither did he magnify himself. "I seek not mine own glory," he said. Followed by a great multitude, he charged them that they should not make him known. In this way, says Matthew, the words of Isaiah were fulfilled. "He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets." The multitude who heard him were like a bruised reed, deceived, oppressed, and despised by the scribes and Pharisees. Jesus did not break this bruised reed, neither did he quench the smoking flax of Israel. Like the good shepherd, he sought out the lost sheep, healing their sicknesses, forgiving their sins, and delivering them out of the hands of the oppressors whom he condemned. He brought forth judgment in truth. He was himself despised and rejected of men. Even the multitude who followed him turned from him and called for his death. But his strength was in the Lord his God, and Isaiah beautifully shows how he himself was tempted like those he came to save. "He shall not burn dimly, nor be bruised, till he have set judgment in the earth." That's verse 4 with reference to the RV margin. With the result that the isles shall wait for his law, words which Matthew puts as, "and in his name shall the Gentiles hope." Truly, the work of the servant of God. The spirit of wisdom and understanding which was upon him opened up the scriptures for him. Those years at Nazareth had not been spent seeking the false security of worldly ease and comfort. He sought first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He studied and meditated upon the law and the prophets. He beheld himself as God's servant, understanding from the holy scriptures the work of redemption that he had to accomplish. It is well summed up by Luke. "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." That's Luke 24. The way he must walk was beyond the power of any man to walk alone. His strength was in God and in the word of his power. In this very chapter were words of comfort and advice, words which must have been very dear to the Lord Jesus. "I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and I will hold thine hand and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant to the people, for a light of the Gentile." We can be very thankful that, like Abraham and Isaac, father and son journeyed together to the place of offering. Thank you for listening to me.